Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Number to join us is 216-474-0092. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner's Andy Baskin wearing his really cool pepperoni pizza shirt. Dan Menigan's behind the glass. Anthony Allant really jumping in and helping us out today. He was asleep an hour and 15 minutes ago. Anthony, I'll take your phone calls. You'll hear his I've been screaming at Guardians games for two nights in a row voice coming up later on.
He is the pride of the Kenson Bombers, by the way.
The
92.3 The Fan, what's your name?
I just sit here and I keep thinking,
oh, homie.
I keep thinking, how did both of these things happen? That's the one that's just puzzled me. How
Jeff,
did both of
just,
these things
why
happen?
Why can't you just enjoy it?
Well, I am.
Why can't we just
Andy, I am enjoying it. It's just
I know, but
you
I
know,
just like,
you've been following sports not quite as long as I have.
Yes.
You've never seen anything like this. I've never seen anything like this. Nobody has seen anything like this.
Yeah, the only
a monumental collapse and a monumental surge don't happen.
07 Rockies is the last time I remember anything even close to.
Yeah, but the other team didn't completely fall into the sewer.
No, I agree. But there are people that I talk to every once in a while. They're like just Grumple Stillskin, man. They like can't just look where your feet are. Put them down on the ground. Look where they are. If you really want to get excited, go look at the standing somewhere, and they're in first place. Doesn't matter who they beat. Doesn't matter how they did it. They're in first place. And now you can be optimistic about having an opportunity to play in the playoffs. No one's saying they're winning the World Series, but, man, this has been a fantastic run. I get so bummed out by people that think, they're not going to do anything in the playoffs. I mean, they can't score any runs.
Those people all have the same voice, apparently.
They do. They all live in the middle of Lake Erie.
We go to Brooklyn for the mayor. Hello,
the
Ken.
The mayor is here. What's up, mayor?
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, listen, guys. First of all, most important for me is it's 2 years since transplant.
Congratulations.
There you go, buddy. Yeah.
Okay, it was
two years today?
Tuesday, guys.
2 years today?
Tuesday it was.
Good for
Tuesday.
You, bud. We're very happy for you and
Thank
glad
you.
You're with us.
Thank you. Guys, I'm in that category. I'm sorry.
What
and I'm
going to
tell you why.
Wait, what category?
This is the category you were just talking about.
Oh, dude,
this
you're not a Grumple Stillskin. Come on,
man.
Andy, wait a minute.
You're a good
wait
sports fan. You can
Andy,
enjoy.
Listen,
yes.
Andy, listen to me.
Yes.
And Jeff, look, this is a mirage. And I will.
A mirage?
And the reason I feel like I feel as.
Is because you've looked at the hitting stats, Ken.
No. This goes back. Guys, this goes back 20 years ago or more.
Okay.
This goes back to when the father of this ownership, who we lost, okay?
Yeah.
Nothing against the guy. But he told me.
Oh, my God.
Now, listen to me.
Yes.
Guys, I want you to understand, okay? I might be an elephant, but that's okay. I listened to this guy say, you have to come down to this ballpark and see my crappy team until I spend money.
You know, they weren't crappy when he said it. They weren't crappy when he said it. And first of all, can you just let it go?
No.
Let it go. And by the way, even if you don't want to let it go, there's a chance there could be new owners here in the next, 3 years or so.
They couldn't come sooner, Andy, okay? Here's my deal.
But why would you take – so you're mad – hang on, Mayor. You're mad at them for 20 years ago. Why would you take it out on the team now?
Because
those guys are going out there and fighting for their lives every night.
Wait, no, Andy.
Yes.
The guy lied. They never spent money ever.
Okay, so actually, you should be mad at Jose Ramirez.
Hey, baseball screwed up. I would let these clowns sit out for 2 years and tell them, I'm getting a cap, otherwise we're not playing baseball. They have to have some stones and say, look.
They don't need a cap. They need a floor. I'm with you,
well,
Mayor.
Whatever.
Okay, but
Andy, wait
come on. Bro, here's
Ken,
the deal.
They're in
here's
first the place, dude.
If you, listen,
they were 15
Ken,
and a half out.
Can you wait until they get knocked out of the playoffs or don't make the playoffs to feel like this? Can't you enjoy what they're doing right now?
Division in baseball.
What?
That's why they're there. The worst division in baseball.
With arguably the best team in baseball for most of the season.
No, yes. No, they beat up on a bunch of garbage teams in this division.
Everybody else played them too. So the Tigers.
That's fine. And they will have the worst record in the playoffs of any team.
Ken,
led a division.
Congratulations on your transplant, buddy. We're glad you're with
us. Thank you. I'm just telling you the way it is, guys.
All
I got an owner that I follow the team that spends money and wants to win.
All right, Ken. Andy, they have a one-game lead with four to play.
92-3, the gripe. What's your complaint, hon?
I'm not going to get into this.
Okay. Jeff, I'm not going to watch any more games until they move this pole from in front of my seat here at Municipal.
We're not going to get into this, but I'll just say this. What's the goal each and every year? The goal is to put out a competitive team, a competitive product, hopefully an entertaining product, and try to make the postseason. And then keep your fingers crossed, because the best team doesn't always win. But you can't win if you don't get into the playoffs. And what has this team done consistently? Gotten into the playoffs and put that competitive team out on the field. Folks, who cares how they do it? You can spend a boatload of cash. Does it make it easier? Sure, it does. But you can spend a boatload of cash and stink. Ask the Los Angeles Angels. They've done it for years. They stink. Just relax and enjoy this thing, man. Seriously, I mean, come on.
I'm not. I don't like this team because of what Larry Dolan may have said 3 decades
Jeff's
ago.
Jeff's in North Olmsted. Hello, Jeff.
It's not on the team. Come on.
Gentlemen, let's get the energy up a little bit.
Yes!
That was a pathetic first call. Are you not entertained?
Yes!
Because after last night, and the guarantee I gave you guys yesterday, again, that we were going to win.
You know, people are listening for your guarantees right now, John.
We finish the sweep and we clinch at home in front of some of the best damn fans in the country tomorrow night.
I have people coming up to me and saying, what is John's prediction going to be tomorrow? That's how much they remember
Jeff.
So here is where my you guys asked for a word. For me, it's special. Here's why.
Yeah.
You are watching a bunch of young guys come together.
Special.
And the experience that they are about to gain from this run is going to be invaluable going down the road. Guys like Valera, guys like Halpin, these young guys, Kafis, that we brought up. Who cares what's going on? We're getting production from a different spot every day. What Valera did yesterday jolted us. And I gotta tell you, it gave me chills because it was another young guy coming up clutch. Like, what are we talking about here? It's mind-blowing that somebody will find something from 20 years ago to complain about. At the end of the day, we were kind of talking about...
I'm still complaining about the Ravens, but yeah, I'm kind of with you. Okay, keep going. Sorry.
But if it's where we're looking at from both sides of the perspective, right?
Is it
a Detroit collapse? Partly, yes. But in some way, I don't know why, it feels like a disservice to me to not give even more credit to these boys. And here's why. They have literally changed the entire perspective of that division in 2 weeks, and not to mention they're imposing their will on everybody in their way. Can we discredit the fact that they just took 5 straight games from the Tigers? Like, I heard somebody yesterday in a comment say, oh, well, give the Braves fans some credit too because they helped you out. What are we talking about? We won the games we had to win. We're doing everything we have to. Stop with the nonsense. We sweep tonight. We clinch tomorrow. We get some rest, and those boys go right to the rotation with our dominant number one and number two, which is Gavin Williams, and now the surging Tanner Bibee as well.
There you go, Jeff.
Look at that, man.
Enjoy
it. What are you going to tell our listeners tomorrow on the John portion of the show, Jeff? John, Joe, Jeff, yes.
And you know what, guys? This is special to me, too. I lost my father in February. He was a diehard Cleveland fan. He died out of nowhere from bladder cancer, and
me calling
gives me something to share with you guys.
Like, we got it.
Awesome, Jeff.
Love being able to call you guys.
Today's word.
I'm passionate
Keep
about
calling,
it.
Jeff.
I love this
special.
Team, man.
All right, Jeff. Well,
Jeff, thank you. We appreciate
it. Thank you, buddy.
Man, I feel like such a jerk now. He, like, put the jerk. I feel so bad now. I mean, I just, trust me, okay? Like, I like when this guy calls. I love his energy. I like all that stuff, okay? Like, people that call and say, I told you guys yesterday, I told you guys 6 months ago, I told you 6 weeks ago, I predicted. Hey, look, dude, love you, and I feel really bad for your family and what happened with your dad, because I went through stuff like that, too. So I feel bad about that. But let's be really honest, okay, friends? When you call up and say, I predicted last week, nobody knows. Nobody remembers. Can we please be honest? Thank you for this moment of clarity, brought to you by Baskin and Phelps.
Dave is in Bay Village. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, guys. You know, before I get to why I called, I mean, to me, these people that are negative, you know, just go crawl under a rock, and you know, we don't need to hear from you.
That's right.
It's hard to. I can't fathom people being negative, Dave. What has transpired? I don't get it.
No, me neither. You know, about George Valera, Jeff, you made an interesting comment about looking ahead to next year, and that really might not be as far-fetched as you think. This guy would have been up sooner had he not been, you know, he was very injury-prone for the first few years of his career.
And George was a very highly thought-of prospect, Dave.
He was. Yep, I remember reading about him several times, and the only thing that's kept him from the majors is his health. Mm-hmm. And the best part of it is he's still not that old yet. I think he's like 25 or 26, something like that. But good for him. I mean, you know, what a nice thing to see him. And he doesn't appear to be overmatched, at least not so far. He's kind of holding his own with his at-bats, you know, not up there hacking away at everything. So, you know, who knows? You know, maybe they've stumbled onto something.
Exactly right, Dave. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Dave in Bay Village. Anthony Castrovince covers Major League Baseball for MLB.com. He's their national columnist. He's a Cleveland guy.
Yes, he is.
He interned for MLB.com covering the Indians back in the day.
Justice Hill disciple.
He's going to join us in about 6 minutes. He's coming up next. If you're on hold, stick with us. We'll get to your phone calls. Folks, this is reason to be giddy. What's happening? It's historic. And who's benefiting? Our team and our town.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Phelps here on The Fan. Number to join us, 216-474-0092. We'll be taking some more phone calls coming up in a little bit. But joining us now, he is a big-time columnist for MLB.com. He covers baseball like nobody's business. He started covering the Guardians as an intern back in the day when they were called the Indians. He's our local guy. I wonder if he's as dumbfounded about all this as we are. Let's find out. Anthony Castrovince joining us on the Fan Hotline. Hello, Anthony.
Hello, boys. How are you?
I must tell you, I've not been able to get over this. And, okay, Guardians are red hot. That's amazing. It's stunning. Tiger's collapsing on top of it. I mean, yeah. Both of these things had to happen. Neither one is likely. They both did. And now the Guardians have a chance to win the division or get into the playoffs or the wild card. It's stunning to me that both of these things have happened because it doesn't happen in baseball.
No, it doesn't. And I've seen, you know, there's a lot of discussion on which is more amazing, the Tigers collapse or the Guardians surge. But, I mean, there's no wrong answer there. But the Guardians have done it in the head-to-head. Now, it's hard to win five games in this environment in a row against a division opponent, much less one that, you know, as poorly as they're playing right now, the Tigers do have a quality roster. They wouldn't be in this position otherwise. So, you know, they went in the Bronx a couple weeks back and won a series against the Yankees. So, I mean, they still have it in them to win baseball games. It's just they cannot beat the Guardians right now. It's an incredible thing to watch. And you watch, you know, a Scooble start fall apart with one just truly bonkers inning, like even by guards ball standards. You know, they don't hit a ball past the pitcher's mound and are able to come back there. So it's really just been – it's historic. It's alarming. It's everything. None of us can believe what we're seeing. You could watch literally more than 100 years of baseball and not see what we have just seen in the last few weeks.
So is it an uprising or is it a collapse? What tell me what you think, and then how do you think it plays nationally?
Yeah, if I have to pick one, because the answer is both. The correct answer is both. But if you have to pick one, I'm here in Cleveland. I'm going to go with uprising, and I think that the pressure that they have placed on the Tigers has caused them to collapse. How about that? Like, I don't know if the collapse happens unless you have somebody in your rear view every day getting hot and doing what the Guardians have done, you know, away from their games against the Tigers. And then these two get on the field, and there's something about the Guardians' style of play that is just completely unnerving and unraveling the Tigers. So it's the Guardians putting the pressure on and causing the collapse. Let's go with that.
The pitching stat is unbelievable. The starters giving up two or fewer in 19 straight.
Yeah.
Did you at the beginning of the year, I thought, okay, they have some question marks here in this rotation. Ben Lively was in the rotation. Luis Ortiz was in the rotation. It's stunning again that this organization has hit on 5-6 guys that have been able to be this effective down the stretch. Do you have any inside info on how the heck this team does it with pitching?
Well, and by the way, they traded their most accomplished pitcher. He had thrown a pitch for them this season, but Shane Bieber has pitched well down the stretch for the Blue Jays. So they traded their most accomplished pitcher and a guy who was said, you know, expected to deliver value down the stretch had the team been in this position, and then they weren't at the deadline, and they get rid of him, and lo and behold, they're in this position anyway because they still have that pipeline, and they, you know, they still have Carl Willis, who I think is just, you know, an incredible resource in terms of helping a very analytically minded organization not keep their eye off the ball in terms of, you know, the mentality behind pitching. And, you know, you got a guy like Gavin Williams struggling at the beginning of the year, and there was a good argument to send him down. I know Carl Willis kind of stood up for him in that moment and said, no, this guy's got to keep pitching the big leagues, you know. Slade Ciccone. I always want to say Ciccone. We joked about it in spring training. We're both Italian, and both of our names are mispronounced. They're Americanized. So Slade Ciccone, who should be Slade Ciccone.
Wait, Slade?
No, that was just me misspeaking. No, Slade, that was me like...
I'm joking. I'm just sorry. I know
you. So my guy Ciccone has really made the most to come to this organization, and that's not the first time you know, that's happened here. So they're analytical, but they're also old school in terms of how they approach pitching, and I think that makes a big difference for them. But yeah, and the six-man thing, I mean, that's kind of where the game has trended lately is to give starters 5 days rest instead of what used to be the traditional four. We're seeing that more and more in MLB, and you know, they went to that six-man down the stretch. It was a pointed thing. It was a scheduling thing with the doubleheader, you know, the Twins in their mind. And they really managed that very well. I mean, the results speak for themselves.
Let's talk about Stephen Vogt here. That story, I heard it a couple times before yesterday. And then they played it. They talked about it during the broadcast. The thought of blasting music and having fun after losing a game in Minnesota before they came back just seems like this novel idea. But he recognized that his team has been playing great, and so what? We lost one game. We got to pick it up because, I mean, we've watched this team all year. We saw them streak. they took a loss. In the back of some people's minds, they're like, oh boy, I hope this doesn't go the other way, even after one game. But then he recognized what was going on with his team. I thought the point last night was, you know, last year was your rookie year, and that this year he has got to have learned so much more about being a manager. Your thoughts on Stephen Vogt.
Yeah, what can you say? Just an incredible start to a managerial career, and to come into a situation where you're replacing a true legend, you know, in the dugout. That's a difficult situation on top of all the roster concerns they had last year. Going into last year, they weren't counted as a contender. He recognized early that he had something special brewing in that bullpen, and he really put the foot to the floor with that. I thought, and I think we have seen that at times this year, like that did have a lag effect, you know, going into this year. You know, Emmanuel Class A, beginning of the year was struggling, of course, you know, uncharacteristic for him. You're just going to have that, you know, when you push the bullpen so hard one year, it's hard to repeat that the next. And they have not repeated that historic performance, but lo and behold, they've still been able to go on this late season run because of what we mentioned, with the way the starters have performed. And, you know, he does push the right buttons, generally speaking, in the bullpen. And, you know, they've had some unheralded guys really step up there, the Sobrowskis of the world, you know. So, or I think of, you know, Colby Allard coming in the other day in a big spot in Detroit and had to pitch in a couple of weeks. I mean, that stuff is, that's harder than it looks, man. So, I give him a lot of credit for, you know, keeping things steady. And this season could have easily spiraled. It really did spiral there. You lose 10 games in a row just before the break and you're 15 and a half back. I mean, they were dead by any mathematical measure. They were dead. They had a 0% chance, basically, of winning this division. And so how do you not let that spiral? How do you come back from – I actually believe their Fangraphs odds a month ago were 0.0%. Now, I'm sure if you take it out a few more decimal places, there must have been a one in there somewhere.
Right.
And they found that one, to their credit. It's just really – it's a mathematical miracle.
Anthony Castrovince joining us from MLB.com. We can talk about the pitching all day long. Have they found something here? Angel Martinez, Brian Rocchio, Gabe Arias, George Valera, Junkenzie Noel, Petey Halpin, CJ Cephas. And they're not all doing big things right now, but that's a lot of young guys who are up here and getting at bats and playing and helping this team right now. Have they stumbled onto some guys here that might be something?
I don't know. Angel Martinez is a really fascinating player to me because I can't tell you how many times I've called up his stats this year thinking there must be something that looks good on paper. You know, he's got like a negative WAR. He's got a sub 700 OPS. He just doesn't have good numbers. There's no way you could look at his numbers. Like if you had not watched his team and you looked at their season stats and you came across Angel Martinez, you go, well, this guy stinks. But I don't know, man, I've watched him all year. I'm like, this is a good little player. You
I kind of like him too. I know.
Yeah, you plug and play and just, I don't know, his energy, it's so bizarre to me. So he's the perfect example of how, you know, baseball can go beyond the numbers. You know, it really can. So it's weird how a team can come together late like this. Now, they offensively, you know, they were deep in the red in run differential going to September. They were literally, you know, by OPS, they were as bad as the Pittsburgh Pirates and dead last in MLB going into September. They've come alive offensively, and I've had, you know, Bo Naylor has been terrific. CJ Cephas has been terrific down the stretch, but there is some bit of, you know, mathematical magic taking place there as well offensively, where, you know, they're able to string an inning together like they did against Skubal the other day. They hustle, you know, those things play. Now, do you want to, you know, build your team like that every year? I still can't advocate for that. You know, as much success as they had last year and this year, I would still advocate for getting a banger in the lineup, a guy who can play every day and hit the ball over the fence. Like that would sure be nice to have, you know, to augment, you know, what they have in Jose Ramirez and Stephen Kwan. But my goodness, I mean, it's amazing what they're able to get with what they have.
Is there any way you're tinkering with the rotation here?
No, just let it ride, man. This is, they have a real momentum going. They're feeding off of each other. They're using the extra rest to their advantage with these guys. And it's just let it ride. You know, there'll be a tough matchup.
If for some reason Sunday becomes a must win, you're probably flipping Williams back into that spot, right?
Yeah, probably. But boy, I know they're really hoping they can avoid that scenario and just get this done. If they win tonight, man, it's your magic number is down to one.
Right.
And you're in a really good spot. You know, just win one game against the Rangers Friday or Saturday, or expect the Tigers to lose a game Friday or Saturday, which seems pretty likely. So, yeah, I mean, that stuff is something they'll cross that bridge when they come to it, but I know they're trying to avoid that.
Mm. Anthony Cass,
because you think about the advantage they would have. Let's say it's the Tigers in the wild card spot.
Right.
Whoever it is in the wild card spot is likely coming down to the final day of the season, it would appear. And that means whoever you are playing will have burned their best pitcher on Sunday and then has to come here on Tuesday, you know, if you win the division. So that's just a great scenario where you could have, if you could have your rotation reasonably rested and your opponent is not rested and you're hosting those three best of three here, I mean, that's a really good spot.
Mm-hmm. What would you think? I don't know how this would play. Guardians, Tigers in the playoffs.
Well, the only problem there is just, the law of averages, right?
I mean, yeah.
How many times can you beat a team in 3 weeks in baseball? It's really hard to do, but they've made it look easy last week and this week, but it's a lot harder than it looks. These teams know each other very well.
And I think that the overall series number is exactly tied or as close. Yeah. It was within one game as of last night.
It's been a really fun thing to track in the last year where they finally played, you know, the first time they ever played each other in playoffs was last year, which is crazy for as long as they've been around. But of course, you know, the playoff format hasn't always been this way, but it's pretty nuts how the all time record against each other is so close.
I think this is usually overblown. In this case, I don't think it is. Jose Ramirez is clearly, you know, the best player on this baseball team. And he plays the game in such a way that it's infectious. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, I think that's a lot of lip service. In this case, I don't think it is, Anthony, because of the way the young guys kind of follow suit and play in a similar scrappy style. Is there any validity to that?
Oh, absolutely. I wish, you know, I mean, we have limitations. We have so many numbers in baseball, and yet there's still an inherent limitation on it. I was arguing about this on Twitter this morning where, you know, I think Cal Raleigh should be the AL MVP. He doesn't have the offensive numbers of Aaron Judge. It's very clear. He's just shy of Judge. If you look at like Fangraphs, wins above replacement, but how do you put numbers on, you know, getting dinged up behind the plate and the daily preparation with the pitching staff, and they've used 30 something pitchers and it's one of the best staffs in baseball. I mean, he's a big part of that. So it's hard. It's hard to get to a player's true value with numbers alone. And that's definitely the case with Jose. You know, how do you put a number on the money he left on the table, you know, for them to do other things? Granted, they haven't done much around him, but the fact that they're able to do anything around him is a credit to him taking way below market value contract. You know, maybe he might have left, he could have doubled the number perhaps. So, and then what you're saying, hustle, and how does that, you know, bleed into the predominantly young roster? I think they have seven guys who are position players who've played 100 games for them and are, you know, pre-arbitration. It's still a young team, and it's still feeding off the energy of this dynamic 33-year-old who, you know, throws up 30 homers, 30 doubles, 30 steals every year. He's everything to them. So how do you put a number on that? You can't.
Agreed. I hope you'll talk to us next week, and I hope we're talking about baseball games and not planning the off season. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, it looks good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.